So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Anime Brothers. I'm your man, Chris Digits, aka Daddy Man. We're gonna mix it all up. We got Disciple Dash. He always just shakes his head, but it is what it is. Daddy Man ain't changing. So we got Disciple Dash over there. There he go. We got Mr. Quiet Jams. Baby on the way. We still waiting, man. Good luck with all that. We wishing you the best on that. And then Mr. Ty So Fly. Again, another baby on the way a little later. Wishing y'all the best. Try to get all the rest you can now, because it's going to get real. On that note, let's get into it. Annie up.
Oh, man. I want to dive into the tournament, but I guess we should do quick confessions first. I hadn't thought of a topic. I'm not going to lie to you.
I got one.
Oh, you did?
I knew this was going to happen, so I came up with my own. All right. I have backups now. I'm ready for you. So today's quick confession is tournaments that you liked from animes that you've seen. So I'll start it off. The Dark Tournament from Yu Yu Hakusho Show. I thought that was a pretty sick.
That's a wrap.
Yep. I know, right? Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, come on now. What else you got? I mean, like Cell Tournament, I guess.
What'd you like? Oh, Cell Games.
There's the Cell Games. Oh, yep. There's the other tournament from Yu Yu Hakusho Show. I don't remember what that one was called. It's when
the final one?
They all went to the Demon World.
The final tournament. That's good.
Yeah, that counts.
Fairy Tale.
No, wait, so what do you like about the Dark Tournament?
Yeah, there you go. Get that.
Oh, all right. What I like about the Dark Tournament. I kind of like the team-based fighting. The overall just like, it was kind of like off and on. Like sometimes they were just completely annihilate a person. Like they're dead, they're gone. Or sometimes they just beat them up to a pulp, but let them live. And then they actually became friends afterwards. Like Jen, Yusuke's team, they all became friends with Jen after, even though they beat their team, but he didn't die. But there was other teams that they fought against, I mean, that they killed. So I kind of just like the interchange of it. And then I also like the power-ups, because if you think about from the beginning of the tournament to the end of the tournament, that the whole Yusuke's team, they all powered up. Like they all got even stronger from when they started to when they ended. So I like about the tournament.
I mean, Hiei kind of started out that tournament a little bit like hurt, right? Yeah. I feel like Hiei and Kurama both like, nah, they were already overpowered. But he was able to
help a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll beat him down some and then like, oh, wow, he had growth. It's like, no, he didn't. All right, yeah, I feel you.
He controlled the internal dragon. Was it internal? Was it?
Yeah,
it's the like Black Flame Dragon.
Demon of the Black Flame or something. Dragon of the Black Flame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. He didn't learn how to control it. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And then Kurama was able to master his I don't want to say master, because he was given that tool to help him revert to his old form, his old demon form.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like he didn't have control over it. He just stopped using the demon form. Have to be evil. The dude was a beast as a villain. Yoko Kurama was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So, anyways, who else has got one? I mean, we named off a few already.
I mean, like I said, I can go into Cell Games because definitely everybody knows DBZ is my favorite anime, and I definitely love the Cell Games. But just the whole way it started, because it's just like, yo, this dude, of course, leave it up to that asshole Vegeta to let Cell get fully powered. And he was just like, Cell just came through, whooped his ass real quick. And then he embarrassed Trunks and was just like, you know what? He's like, yo, y'all saying you can get stronger if I gave you time? I bet. So I'll give y'all 10 days. I'll give y'all 10 days to make this ring. And it was just like, this dude let them go and train, announced to the world, created his own ring. It's just like, yo, we're holding this tournament. But honestly, like the best part of my, like I always said, like my favorite part of that tournament, Mr. Satan. Like this dude was dropping bars left and right during that tournament, and it was just hilarious. Just like in the midst of like this dude trying to like end the world and like really just treat the actual strongest fighters, you got Hercule over here popping off with the dumbest bars, and it's just classical. Like, there's one part, like, he was just talking. He was just like, it's like, oh, let me go in and I can get a chance. She's like, oh, Hercule. She's like, Hercule, why don't you go in? And he was like, yo, shut up. He's like, what are you talking about? Shut up, because he brought his goons with him.
Yep.
And then we're just like, yo, Hercule, get in there. And he was just like, yo, shut up. He's like, I got a stomach ache. He's like, oh, my stomach hurts. It, like, any excuse he could think of to, like, not fight, this dude would come over there. It was just hilarious. But also, it was just like, you saw, like, so many classic moments during that tournament, you know, Goku fighting Cell, is just like, all right. He's like, nah, it's like, even at my power, I knew I can't beat you. So, yeah, you know, I was like, I got a new fighter. Gohan, let's go.
Gohan, Gohan.
Like, what? Everybody's like, what? He's like, yeah, don't worry about this. Yo, Gohan, you're good. You got this, son. And he's just like, yo, Cell, the classic moment. There's a sense of beat. Made so many memes about that.
What a trash parent. Like, not only are you going to throw your kid literally, like, to the wolves, but you're also going to power up the wolves. Like, why would you ever do that? Character flaws for days.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, we have that. We have our moment with Gohan going Super Saiyan 2.
Yo, I had the feels, like, when that happened, man. I was going Super Saiyan with him. Like, when they stepped on Android.
With what hair?
I know, right?
Huh? Or you going Super Saiyan with?
Wow. Yo, you ever seen a black change. Super Saiyan? He didn't need hair. His hair just changed to gold in the black. Everyone's seen the black Super Saiyan.
All right.
Yeah, it's Kanye, right?
No, please.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Definitely.
We'll take a laugh for that.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows I was talking about the cool one, not the lame one, bro. But anyways, haters gonna hate.
No, but yeah, Cell Games is definitely one of my favorite tournaments in animes that I've watched.
Yeah. I mean, not to be redundant, because I feel like we talked about all of these, but the Fairy Tale, Fairy Games. Is it the Fairy Games?
Shocker. Jimmy O picks Fairy Tale. who here is surprised?
I like those tournaments too.
Yeah, that tournament was legit because, you know, Fairy Tale entered the tournament and, like, oh, yeah, the Fairy Tale team. And it's like none of the people you know is on the team, right? And so, like, they're on the stage, they're like getting beat on. And then you realize, wait a second, Fairy Tale's on the list twice. There's a Fairy Tale team B because all the other people from Fairy Tale is like, oh, snap. Okay. So all the good people are on the team B. All right. We get it. And so eventually, you know, your boy Natsu shows up. And he literally melts the stadium. It's like, come on.
He slays everybody. Like, that was so great.
Yeah, exactly. He not kills, but he takes out every fighter in the tournament. Like, or during the fight, he's taking out his dude. I'm like, dude, come on now. You don't get better than that. He's just massively overpowered. And I love that.
Mine's going to be, clearly it's just going to be from left field because that's what I like to do. Mine is a tournament that you actually never get to see. You just get a nice little, like, overview of it real quick. And then you know that the person that's sitting in front of you is hella BA and they just kind of make a joke about it the whole rest of the episode, is the Kumite from Boondock with the killer wolf.
I remember it.
I love the thing. All she talked about was every single time she said the Kumite.
Yeah.
And then they just basically showed it, and she was like, oh no, the Kumite is a fight to the death. And you're like thinking about it, you're like, oh wow, she's got to be that ill because she's still sitting in front of you. That means everybody else that she fought is dead. So, like, legit Mortal Kombat style, whatever. They were trying to just be like, yo, this killer wolf got to go. So that's my favorite tournament.
You can always expect Chris to throw on something that's not anime, but closely anime.
No. Boondocks is qualified.
I think Boondocks is actually anime.
It got qualified.
Where the hate coming from? You can always expect the hate coming from that corner. Where is it at?
That's true.
No, I actually
resonate. That's why his screen's blurry. That ain't a filter. That's just the hate that protrudes around him.
He's a haze of hate.
Wow. Yeah, I will vouch that Boondocks is an anime because I looked it up because I wanted to make sure when we did an episode, if we chose to do an episode, that Boondocks would fit, and it does.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, your boy went hard for the research, mainly because I like the Boondocks.
Can I just say I'm mad that nobody in our fantasy football league has picked up on my team name?
Oh yeah, Tim Adair, come on, bro. Of course. Yeah.
All right, thank you. I've
picked up on that.
Thank you. Tim Adair, yes, thank you.
I'm just saying, there's not much comments going on because I talk mad smack and no one responds.
I mean, I responded and no one talked back. So,
yo.
So also, I got no one to go against this week. I don't know why.
I know you got the bye. You got the bye.
Where the heck is the comment section? I've been looking for the dang comment section.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
That's totally unrelated.
All right, you want to talk about Dashy throwing some hate? How about Among Us? No.
Yo.
Yeah. This dude is
that's
going to
be a whole. That's a whole. That's a whole new episode.
A whole
for that.
Another segment.
We got to get the entire group playing Among Us, and then we can probably talk about that at another episode. We got to wait till everybody in this group can play that game.
But Dictator Dashney, yo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Having people get murdered.
All I do is a process of elimination, and it works 80-90% of the time. Yeah, you know, sometimes that 10%, sometimes that innocent person goes. But you know, it happens.
Sounds like James was an innocent person.
Mob rule, like right James. There.
James was an innocent person.
Always.
No, he is not. If you watch this guy play, wait till I cut these videos and edit these videos. You will see the foolishness Jamil gets into. All right, no way is this guy an innocent dude.
I actually can't
this guy
wait,
is so guilty.
Yeah.
Just you all wait. Right.
My bad.
Well, moving forward, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about our very first ABC main character tournament. Now, I know there's a lot of...
It was a sham.
ABC.
We got a lot of hate saying it was a sham.
Listen, let me clear things up for all our viewers and listeners. I picked all the names at random. I just kind of picked a name, wrote it down, picked another name, wrote it down. So there was no true thought process. I was just like, name, right. So pairings and all that stuff, there was no real pairings. It was just me throwing some names down. So people want to hate, they can hate, but the tournament still came out fine. Got some love, got some hate. It's going to happen anyway, so. There we go.
Long story short, blame Ty.
Yeah, long that's story what I'm short, saying. Blame Ty.
That's it. Blame Ty.
Well, today we're going to discuss some of our reactions to the matchups that happen. So I'm going to start off with the first round. And the first matchup, which I was devastatingly hurt by, was Luffy versus Naruto.
That should have been an easy layup.
Nah, man, Luffy should have beat Naruto. Like, that's a fact. Like, gear four. Like, what? All right, let me explain.
Yeah, I do need to know.
If you're talking about speed, Luffy's faster than Naruto.
What?
Facts. Gear second. That's like, he's like ultra fast. I don't even know how to explain the speed that he is, but when he goes in gear second, he's mad fast. All right, so speed wise, beats Naruto. Second, what were we talking about? Like, power? Bro, Naruto's beast ain't beating Luffy in Gear 4. All right.
Have Naruto in Seiya's six path mode. What are we talking about? He has the tail beast inside of him. He can do that tail beast. He can do the tail beast Rasen Shuriken with all nine tail beasts, like the different Rasen Shuriken. Like that, all that rubber, that rubber body's getting cut up.
No, it's not. I actually forgot what it's called, but. Luffy has this thing, I want to call it Haku, but I feel like that's wrong. But basically, he has this ability where he can turn his body, it'll turn black in the anime, that's the color it turns, but really he's like rock solid hard, and don't use rock as the actual strength level of it. I'm just giving it like rock solid, so that's what I'm using as a term. I don't actually know what it becomes, but it just becomes extremely hard that he can bust through anything and he can't truly be injured. And he also has this other ability where he can knock anyone out just from it's like a stare, it's like almost like his own natural presence. that he can
his presence knocks people out, like Zarif.
Yeah, because like if you think of it in the sense of like in Dragon Ball Z, when you can really sense someone's power level and like you get scared from it, or I'm trying to think of another one where they just like,
like I can sense that aura, like, kind of.
Yeah.
When like, the spirit pressure like is crushing.
Mm-hmm. Luffy has that ability, but they call it something else in One Piece.
Sounds like a whole lot of nonsense to me.
I don't know. Rasen Shuriken, first off, doesn't even need to pierce you, right? Rasen Shuriken, like a regular Rasen Shuriken.
It'll explode.
Straight into you like 1,000 needles and doesn't even need to pierce your skin. So like, you know, hard skin doesn't really matter. Sorry, Luffy.
All I'm saying is there was me and plenty of fans, Luffy fans, on Facebook who disagreed.
Yeah.
Hey, well, y'all can stay salty.
Just saying.
They didn't disagree hard enough with your votes.
Your boy didn't know how to send them out the first round, but got better with it.
If you liked Luffy, you shouldn't have paired him with a very popular character.
No, what I should have done was hit more Luffy channels. I didn't hit enough.
That sounds like you stacking
gerrymandering motherfucker.
Right. That sounds like stacking the votes.
I don't know what you guys are saying. All I'm saying, I'm just throwing it out to the world. That's all.
Look at this politician right here.
Right?
This politician trying to stack the votes.
Okay. So on Facebook, right? When you put thumbs up or heart emoji, thumbs up instantly biases it because it's easier to push a thumbs up than it is to put a heart emoji.
I don't know what you're referring to, James.
Exactly.
Oh, Goku versus Saitama, the last round.
Listen, if people are just clicking like it, I can't control which they know how to hold it.
Every other round was like, comment your favorite. We get to the final round. Oh, like a heart emoji. All right.
I respect it though. That's some Bill Belichick ish. Like, I'm a lightly cheat. I know how to cheat the rules.
This is straight blatant.
Listen, I don't know if it's blatant or not. Your boy has seen many of different versions of voting, and that is one version of voting.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The cheater doesn't know if he's blatant or not. Cool. Cool.
Got it.
All right.
Oh, all I mean, like, we don't even have to stay on the next round. Next round, Goku versus Yusuke.
That was ridiculous.
Once again, that's just the way they fell when I was pulling them out the hat. That is not my fault.
All right, how about this? If we nerf Goku down to like DBZ like starting level, would Yusuke at least have a chance?
No.
Actually, well, okay, Yusuke would have to be at. Yusuke would have to be like at the very end of Yu Yu Hakusho, and then
even if he's demon form, Yusuke, he's not winning.
Oh yeah, all right.
Because
I was trying to give him a little bit of throttling. Sorry.
I mean, he might put up a tough battle, but I mean, Goku and even in the Saiyan saga, he's already too strong for Yusuke. Unfortunately,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next matchup.
This matchup, this made no sense. This made no sense whatsoever. Because we can talk about it when we get to the next one. This made no sense whatsoever. Listen, and this is exactly why I asked, because when the post came out, I'm just like, yo, is it a straight up sword fight, or does Tetsuya have all its abilities? And that's when you were like, oh yeah, we can say Tetsuya has all its abilities and Kenshin has his final attack. And I'm just like, all right, well then Inuyasha will get this easily. Because here's the thing, if it's a straight up sword fight, Kenshin's winning because Inuyasha isn't really a good swordsman. But when you give Tetsuya all of its abilities, he doesn't need to be a great swordsman. There's no way Kenshin deflects these attacks that Tetsuya has. There's just no way. You got the Wind Scar, Backlash Wave, Adamantium Barrage, and freaking the Mado Zengetsu. I know that's it's not exactly Zengetsu, but it's called the Mado, something like the Mado Zengetsu. Like when he has, and you'll. Although that attack doesn't come into play until the Inuyasha final act, so when you watch that, you'll understand why I'm saying it. But it's just like, yo, with all these attacks, there's no way Kenshin wins. There's really no way Kenshin beats Inuyasha. But if it was a straight up swords fight where Inuyasha, where Sasaki doesn't have his attack, then Inuyasha is losing hands down because Inuyasha's not a good swordsman.
Yep.
Facts. But whatever. Yeah, the people voted Kenshin regardless. So,
yo, yep. I'm still getting votes for Kenshin right now. Like, I got one 20 minutes ago. What's going on here?
Yeah, you know, people are definitely still voting when that round was definitely long gone. But that's mainly because of Instagram's algorithm. Like, posts be showing up like 3 to 4 days later. Yeah, and it's just like, okay.
Same thing with Facebook, because I've seen posts that just pop up and I look at the date and I'm like, that was like 3 days ago. Like, why is that popping up at the top of my feed? Like,
even if you try to change the settings to most recent, it won't change. Mm-hmm. It's never done that.
So whatever the algorithm. But I ain't mad at the algorithm because it brought in male comments.
So. It's all good. I mean, Kenshin won. He shouldn't have. But he won. He advanced.
He did. Thousands of comments later, he did.
Yeah. We got what else? Afro Samurai versus Ichigo.
I feel like
Chris was going hard about Afro. Chris tried to boost up Afro Samurai.
Tried my best. I knew he was losing, but still, tried my best.
He was voting for the underdog, you know. He's like, yo, man, Ichigo getting all these votes, man. My boy Afro got to have some love, too.
I just basically was like, you know what? I know as much as people were complaining about all of these matchups don't make sense, I'm like, all right, well, then throw a wrench in it. Maybe just go with your heart. And you know that you get effed up, but still.
See? Come on now. If it was Kenshin versus Afro Samurai and then Ichigo versus Inuyasha, that would have been a bigger toss-up. That would have been nice. Yeah. Because then you got people on the same type of, like, almost type of level.
Yeah. I know. I almost feel like a swordsman tournament would be nice. Like, woohoo, weapons only.
We can make one. But no, that was even when I posted this one in quite a few places too, and yes, there was only one group where Afro Samurai won. Yeah,
there was like a predominantly black group.
No, that's what I was gonna say.
I don't remember the actual name because I got so many groups.
Everybody was thinking that. Posting to.
But I can't remember the name, to be honest, but
we can assume.
All right.
The right side of the brackets, I actually thought was a lot more balanced, you know, minus freaking Saitama. Saitama, yeah. Like, yo, that'll throw everything off. But I mean, like, fight number one, this, like, it could have gone really either way. Asta versus Tanjiro.
Oh, I haven't seen either.
I honestly thought Tanjiro was going to win this one.
I haven't seen either anime, so like I had no vote on that one.
Gotcha. You think Tanjiro? Well, I don't know what Tanjiro is at the end. I don't know what Tanjiro is
You haven't seen his full power. Manga. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So where's Tanjiro from?
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, yeah.
Okay.
He's from right there.
So Tanjiro's power. Tanjiro's final power. Well, so you knew he had the water breathing style.
Yes,
he
gets fire, right?
Yes, but not just fire. He gets the original bloodline sun breathing. It's not fire breathing. It's sun breathing, which is the original breathing method from when they first started the Demon Slayers, where all the different, different elements and stuff derived from, it was from the sun breathing user. So Tanjiro is a direct descendant of it. If you read the whole manga, you'll learn that. But dude's powered up. He can use both the sun and water. Like, dude was, in the end, I'm not going to spoil the end, but in the end, dude was unstoppable. All
right.
But it was a dope battle between him and,
Michael Jackson.
It's basically what he looked like, right?
Dude is Michael Jackson.
He definitely looked like Michael Jackson, but I forgot what his name was. But between him and that was a sick battle.
Yeah, All right, cool. Yeah, for anyone who hasn't seen Demon Slayer, like the main bad guy in Demon Slayer looked just like Smooth Criminal Michael Jackson.
But no, I recommend Demon Slayer, even if you're not a fan of like the story. It's just the animation is so great in Demon Slayer. It's just something cool to look at.
Yeah.
For anyone that wants to watch it. But that's why I said Tanjiro. I don't really know Asta. And the only really thing I know is like what he anti-magic or something. I remember you told us about Black Clover before. So that's all I really know.
Yeah, he's an anti-magic user. He has a bunch of swords actually that come out of a grimoire. He's stupidly strong and stupidly fast. Just because he never had magic, so he had to compensate. And so it's a good matchup, but you're telling me like he would get diced by a real like samurai or whatever. Let's be honest, you know, he doesn't really have like any ability to actually like sword fight. He at the level that he is in the anime right now, he would have definitely gotten diced.
Well, the Facebook fans felt otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cool guy. I understand the votes. I definitely wanted him to win because I wanted to see him in the next round. And then all of a sudden, like, nah, didn't even work out. Didn't even work out.
Hey, now popularity, man.
Yeah, but this next matchup, I know this one was deeply hurt by you, Jams.
Oh, come on, man.
Shenra versus Natsu.
Natsu wins, but the problem is Shenra is overpoweredly fast. So I guess Shenra wins.
I'm just saying, like, you say Natsu eats fire, but I'm just saying, like, how is Natsu in hand-to-hand combat?
Natsu is he's a beast.
Natsu can handle himself in hand-to-hand combat. He's literally taking on, like, he'll tell his friend, like, nah, chill. I'll take these five people. We could do a 5-on-5 match, but it's gonna be 5-on-1. You guys just sit and watch me beat them. Like, Natsu is a strong fighter. I think
can he break the sound barrier though?
No, that he cannot do.
He gets kind of fast. He gets kind of fast, but he doesn't get sound barrier breaking fast. He doesn't get breaking his own body and then reconstructing his own body fast.
No. Even when he takes in the full power of the dragon, I don't even know how fast. I don't think he's that fast. Remember when he takes him?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
That's why he got that L.
Yeah.
Yeah, but technically Natsu can't be killed, right? Because he's one of the
That's
books.
Also true. He's end. Natsu's end.
You can't destroy Natsu without destroying his book. But nobody knows like until the very end of Fairy Tail that he actually is the book. Like he's the ultimate evil. But he's not the ultimate evil because he's his own person.
He was raised as a good guy, but he was born to be the ultimate evil. If you know. And for, you know. Fairy Tail,
That makes like zero sense. It makes me never want to watch it. It makes me not want to watch Fairy Tail. What kind of nonsense is that? Yo, they just wrote that. That's just some BS. That's like some big plot hole BS. Yo, that is some big plot armor BS. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a bunch of anime that has some stupid ass plot armor stuff, but that just sounds like some BS.
All right, do you want me to explain it?
I'm never gonna watch Fairy Tail, so go right ahead. Like,
go ahead. I feel like it makes perfect sense when you explain it.
I'm never going to watch Fairy Tail.
All right,
that's because you're a hater. But go ahead, Jimmy.
I'll wear it. I'm a hater. I'm never watching Fairy Tail. Go ahead.
All right, Zarif is the ultimate. Like, he's the bad guy in Fairy Tail. He gets the curse of contradiction, so he's not really a bad guy, but he's a bad guy because if he loves things, things die. Like, things just literally will die around him, right? And so he raises his brother from the dead because his brother got killed by his curse, and he really wanted him to have a life, but he also wanted to have someone strong enough that'll be able to actually kill him because he's unkillable. And so that's why Natsu he's raised as like basically a good guy, but he's supposed to be like the ultimate demon, END. He has like firepower, he has dragon power and all this other stuff, but he's also part demon. And like, he's supposed to be strong enough to kill Zarif, which actually is, but he never does it.
So,
because my boy,
you tell me Natsu was dead this whole time?
No, he was not dead the whole time. He gets resurrected, so he lives an actual life. So no,
so he died and then got resurrected by the bad guy, and now he can't die again.
By his brother.
Yeah.
No, but in the end, which it had a great ending, by the way, the book is destroyed. Natsu is full human now, and it's all good. Everyone's happy. All right.
So hold on. Great I thought he would die if somebody destroyed his book, but the book is destroyed, but yet he doesn't die.
Plot twist.
Yeah, they sever ties with the book, man. They sever ties.
Sounds like some BS.
Sounds like some bad M. Night Shyamalan stuff. I'm not like legitimately, I wish my screen could fog up like dashes because I got hate for it too.
Dang.
Yeah, that only makes sense.
I'm just so like,
sever ties with the book. He's fully human, so now he can die. But of course, end of series.
That's pretty much what happened.
And don't they have like a bunch of like major time skips in this thing?
Yes.
They're like oh, fairy tales of a thousand year thing. Yeah, see that nonsense.
Yeah. There is some big ass time skips in fairy tale. I'm not gonna lie to you about that because they do a power skip. Yeah.
Inside the anime.
Yeah.
They do one in the anime.
Yeah, like the longer y'all talk about this, the more
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I'm just like, dang, man, wait a second.
My other question is this. So homeboy had all this power and everything. I'm sure he was effing folks up. At any time did he leave anybody alive? So like now that he's full human, that person can come after him without.
No, they became his friends afterwards.
Everybody became friends.
Yeah. It's the power of friendship.
Whip my ass and then become my friend like that. Like what?
I don't understand, but for some reason people started respecting Natsu after he beat on them. I don't get it either. That's a big thing I hated about Fairy Tail. I'm like, give me Fairy Tail but darker. Like I want to see him just like go full dragon mode and like bite somebody's head off. Like
just to remind you, that's the second time you've asked a Fairy Tail to be darker. I just think you guys really wanna like this show, but the more you actually analyze it, you're like, hold up, these two could be right. The show might be garbage.
Nah. The sad part is they still like it, even with it.
Facts.
I mean, it's like watching Naruto with all like the random hardships that Naruto had to go through.
And Naruto got big pot armor too.
Yeah. Right. Plot no jutsu. All right. Where are we at it on this list?
Next matchup, Deku versus Gon.
Deku. Like, we ain't going to tell you again. We ain't going to tell you again.
Say what you want to say. Deku. Deku. DQ. Whatever you want to say, bro.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
This was the first major, like, split decision. Battle. Oh yeah, major battle. This one could have gone either way based on like anime powers too.
All right, so honestly, this one was upsetting votes wise because I didn't set it up the right way, so I had to go through and count every comment. So this one was upsetting. Yeah, I learned after this.
And hundreds of comments on this one. People still voting on this one.
Yeah. I guess no one abides by the time limit that I've placed, but whatever.
Did you even place a time limit though? Or was it just like you threw it up and then all of a sudden it was just like
I'm not gonna lie to you for a while. Results. I didn't know the time
limit. I don't think anybody knew about that time limit in the tournament.
So basically it was probably like the last three rounds. I mean the last three matchups that I put time limits on because I realized people were still voting. I was like, oh, maybe I should put a time limit.
Yeah. That would have been great.
But I mean it's a written time limit. It's not like I can previously stop people from voting. So
true, this just votes don't count after us. I mean, if you put it in the caption, if it's like, yo, voting ends on this time, blah blah blah. And then people can still comment after that time, but it's like their voice don't count.
Yeah. That's basically what I did for the last three matchups. So I put the date, I put the time, I even put the EST so we knew it was Eastern Standard Time. So you know, so anyone getting one messed up.
I mean, the comments that are going in now aren't votes. This is people arguing about why Gon is better or why Deku's better. Like, I'm reading all these comments like, oh my God, he's hilarious.
some of these comments are hysterical. Like, I enjoyed the ones that weren't votes because someone would be like, for instance, someone would be like, yo, Goku. And then someone would be like, how dare you pick Goku? You know Saitama's going to win. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just entertaining to read.
What basis do you have to picking him? I'm like, oh,
I was definitely team Deku on this one. Just like seeing the way Deku goes in, and it's just like, well, the way he's learning One for All's abilities. And I'm just like, I think he can be gone. Plus, he has a complete disregard for his own body. It was like, he's willing to. His complete disregard for his own body.
Yeah.
Just to like push past the limit.
Gon
like Deku does? Disregard.
I mean, he doesn't just. Well, actually, yes. Yes, he actually really very much so does. At some point in the series, Gon actually like loses an entire arm. Like.
Oh, yeah, because, he did.
Yeah. Just to win a fight. So someone has to heal his arm back with a special magic. It was like, nah, man. I had to win that fight because he's fighting with a nub at some point. I'm like, dude, why would you do that? So yeah,
this is crazy. Like this, and this is why I said you need to catch up on the My Hero Academia manga, because right now in this battle that Deku's in, this dude,
oh, spoiler,
went to the max. No, I'm just saying he went to the max, and that's it. And I'm gonna tell you what, like, what the battle is. Who's fighting? Like,
beautiful.
He just went to the max, and it is. Insane, and that's mainly why I'm going with Deku, just because the way he's like, he still hasn't learned, like, this, the fact that he can has the ability to keep learning more of the previous One for All users quirks, and he hasn't learned them all. Like, when he gets to that, he's just, the stuff that he has now so far is just, whoo.
Doesn't he have three now?
Basically the All Might, Black Whip, and we can't spoil that one.
Give me the last one. For the users, for the viewers,
it's not quite the same as Float, but he literally can fly for the most part.
Oh, okay.
He learns All Might, like, then that's spoiler, right? At this point in time in the manga, he just learned All Might's master's quirk, Tomura's.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's not bad, because like even before that, like in when he goes ultimate, like unlimited, infinite 100, he flies. Yep. For like just the pressure of his body, like puts him.
I was gonna say he's more like hanging in the air, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, he could also use Gran Torino's move to like keep on using the Ibris to like try to move around that quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I mean, that's why I like when he used it during his fight with Gentle, when he just bounced off the Gentle's air bubbles. I'm just like, that's kind of sweet. He was able to like use his eyesight to like pinpoint to, like, the distortions in the air. It's just like, all right, that's where you placed it. It's like, I got you.
All right, more reckless disregard. But okay, so on the flip side, we have Gon. Gon can push open, what is it, the testing gates. He could push up like, they're like 1 ton and like 5 tons. He could push like 6 tons of like gate, right? He can push like two of the three or four gates. I don't remember how many it is, because it's been a while since I've watched the anime. But like, just the fact that he can just push the gate open should be a kind of a feat. Like, if you can open like a 1 or 2 ton gate, nah, you get hit by that, you're done. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. And that's without his power. That's just like, as just regular pushing the gate open.
So I mean, Gon's potential definitely gives him a fighting chance, but Deku's potential as well. I mean, you go potential versus potential. It's probably going to be Deku, but I do like Gon Chan Chin. I believe that's what his Gon's move is. The rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, the junkin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Okay. So I know he can do. What is this? The one's the punch is the rock. The paper is the he shoots. What's the third one? I don't remember. Right.
Oh crap. Dude, he always goes back to punch, so I always forget what the...
That's also... Yeah, he always goes back to punch.
He always goes back to punch.
Yeah.
Like, he learned...
long range, mid range, and close range. I know that's what I know the three things are. That's it. I forget.
Like, he learned them, but in the end, in battle, he just goes back to punch.
Yeah. He never uses the shoot.
Just sweet.
No, he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Just realize that he doesn't go back. Just gonna punch everybody. But anyways,
because I mean, why not? Yeah. All right. Anyways, I feel like Gon would have had a nice edge, especially if he goes adult form, because Deku can't deal with that. But that's like a one time thing. So the Deku got the W.
Mm-hmm. Next matchup. Oh.
This is ridiculous. Can we just skip this one?
the second one-sided match of this tournament. Because we all know how it's going. Meliodas versus Saitama. Come on, man. Yeah, you did dirty. Should have been Goku versus Saitama in the beginning. And then Meliodas versus Yusuke. Give me the demon versus demon. Although if that was the case, I'm picking Meliodas over Yusuke. Because Meliodas' demon form is insane.
Yeah. Also, he can reflect spirit gun at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he can use the full counter on the spirit gun. That's, or the shotgun or a shotgun blast. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's unfair for Yusuke, yo. Like, you're basically saying Yusuke will never win.
And I like Yusuke.
It still would have been a better matchup.
Like, Yusuke is kind of like, okay, you put Yusuke against maybe Gon or something like that. Like, they're kind of like similar. Also, because same writer. But like, you know, that would have been a way better fight, because like, think about it, like, ooh, what are the possibilities? Although Gon would probably run over him because Yusuke wasn't that strong physically.
Yo, so Yusuke wanted that smoke. Yeah. Yo, Yusuke wanted that smoke though. Yusuke was all about the smoke.
Yeah, he was. At all times. Yeah, I can't think of a good match for Yusuke, honestly. This bracket wasn't made for him.
I still think he's kind of good.
Nah, yeah, he's definitely good, but like, if I'm looking at everybody else in this, like, who would you put him against? Like Kenshin? Nah. there's nobody else in this bracket that would be a good match for Yusuke. I feel bad for him.
I think y'all just hating on Yusuke, man.
No, I think Yusuke could take Ichigo. Because you don't have to make it a sword fight.
I mean, it's true.
Ichigo's never without his sword, though.
Yeah.
True, but doesn't mean that Yusuke can't block it.
I'm gonna pause on that.
I mean,
like, huh?
I mean, he could try to block it with the hand. He's getting cut. It's not, his skin isn't like, his skin isn't rock solid or isn't steel.
He could learn a technique. You don't know. You don't know.
All right. Anyways, Saitama beats Meliodas.
So Saitama advance.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the left side of the bracket. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just saying. Now we go back to the left side. We got quarterfinals.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Naruto versus Goku.
Which, now, see, everybody got Goku to layup, but like I said, Goku definitely can destroy stuff. But can Goku destroy plot armor? That's what I'm saying. Naruto's plot armor is pretty damn strong and OP.
Yeah.
So, like, even though I voted Goku, I'm just saying, like, Naruto's plot armor could have found him a way to win that.
You don't think Goku has plot armor? Like,
Goku has died multiple times, bro.
Goku's lost matches and died.
He always comes back. And then there's never.
Yeah, well, wishes from Dragon Ball, everybody comes back. That's the whole point. Like, you find the Dragon Balls, keep bringing people back. But, like, Goku gets beat up a lot, and he's died before. Naruto, like, nah. Like, we're going to come in, talk no jutsu. We'll do a little bit better, but nah, I'm just going to talk to you.
But Naruto can't die, because if Naruto dies, then he can't come back. That's why they let Goku die, because they come back.
That's a huge plot armor.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter. Like, and then train in hell or some crap, and then come back even stronger. Like,
yeah.
Naruto got that plot armor.
Yeah. I'm saying
Goku. I still think Goku wins the match, but I was like, Naruto's plot armor is pretty damn OP.
Yeah.
Or just like they're fighting, and all of a sudden Naruto just keeps talking to the old, that talk no jutsu might be his biggest in his arsenal. Naruto just keeps talking to Goku.
It's like, yo, that Rasengan didn't work. Rasengan didn't work. Talk to him. Just talk to him. We can talk him down now. We're just the same.
In the morning, though, Naruto was winning. The Goku fans didn't, like, wake up till, like, later in the day.
I mean, I feel that. I feel like Naruto fans got jobs.
You're saying Goku fans don't?
Maybe. DBZ fans, I don't know, man. DBS, like, ooh, gotta go to high school or whatever, you know. It was a weekend, right? When was this supposed to?
Crap, I don't even know what day this was posted. But either way.
Yeah. Anyways, Goku shocking, long story history.
long story short, Goku advanced.
Yeah.
Right, hit it with and the then, next.
And then we Kenshin versus Ichigo. Well, of course, Kenshin loses for the same reason he should have lost to Inuyasha.
Seriously.
For the same reason, like Ichigo's ability with Zangetsu and his flash step, like Kenshin's not a slow by any means, but he's not matching the speed of flash steps. Plus, Ichigo's intact with Zangetsu. He's not blocking a Getsuga Tensho. And also, Ichigo has the ability to hold Getsuga inside of the blade and attack that way to make it stronger. Give him the hollow mask.
Oh, it's a wrap after that.
Give him the hollow mask. He's boosted. Give him his
the Quincy powers.
Quincy powers.
Yeah, full brain.
full brain. What are we talking about here? Even his final form, where he has the dual Zangetsus, is just like, yo, he's not losing. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love Kenshin, but he shouldn't have made it past Inuyasha just on the same fact. It's like, if you're giving the swords their abilities, Kenshin doesn't win.
Yeah.
Straight up sword fight? All right, cool. I'll go catch you every day. Give me Botosai the Manslayer. You don't get nicknamed Botosai the Manslayer by not being skilled with the sword. But unfortunately, for Inuyasha and Ichigo, their swords have powers and abilities that Kenshin can't really stop.
Facts. Yeah.
About that. Got him.
Yeah. Now I kind of want to see a sword fight tournament now. I'm really getting into it.
Nah, man. Villains first. I'm stoked
about
that.
We know.
I'm just saying. I'm getting kind of pumped up the way Disciple Dashing over here is talking. I'm trying to get all technical. And I'm like, ooh, let's see a sword fight.
What? What's next?
Yeah, right?
Asta versus Shinya. Shinra. Oh, my goodness.
All right. This was a good matchup, too. Somebody made a really good, actually, I want to say somebody. I was debating with somebody in one of these comments, and I made a point where I was like, yo, wait a second. Shinra's it's magic. It's not really magic, because in Fire Force, they actually make a point where they're like, it's oxygen in the blood that's making your fire. And so, like, you can't go past a certain limit, or else, you know, you start
overheat.
Yeah, you overheat or whatever. So I was like, ooh, in that case, you know, Asta's magic, anti-magic isn't going to work, because that's real fire. And that's GG. Game over. Shinra wins. Oh, not Shinra wins.
Yep.
Yeah, there's really not much else to add to that one.
Right.
So next is...
Move right along.
Deku versus Saitama.
Moving right along. like, what are we talking about here? Like, we knew, like, when Twitter were first put up, we already knew where the finals were going. Like, I love Deku, but again, it's Saitama, One Punch Man. Like, he's made OP for a reason, so.
Yeah, everyone's like, he's a satire character. And I'm like, yeah, we know, sorry.
Yeah, I got that a lot. I saw that a lot.
Saitama won't even need to do much, because Deku's just gonna hurt himself using One For All. But he was just like, moving right along.
I'm not gonna lie, I would love to see the fight, because I would like to see Deku just try, and then he'd be like, all right, go away.
Just flick him.
We're just gonna fast forward through the semifinals right now, because we got Goku versus Ichigo. Goku gets that layup. And then we got what? Saitama versus Shinra? All right, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All so, right. Saitama. So here we go in the finals. Everybody's waiting for Goku versus Saitama. Like, this has been like a talked about battle. Like, in all like a bunch of anime different forums. I've seen it on the internet so many different times. There's a lot of back and forth on it. Like, I'm interested to hear y'all thoughts.
All right.
I think Goku destroys the planet. Game over.
Well, for both of them though, Goku can't breathe in space. Everybody keeps saying that.
Nah. Instant transmission, man. I'm out. Instant transmission. He'd go in.
Where you transmissioning to? He can only go to where he knows.
Exactly. He can go back to Yardrat. Don't matter.
Okay with you.
As he's destroying, he can't enter his transmission as he's destroying the planet at the same time. It's always been when somebody else is trying to blow up the planet.
Mm-hmm. All right, maybe he makes a spirit bomb, throws it real slow, and then transmissions out.
A lot of people were saying that Goku just destroyed the planet. Did no one not factor in that Saitama is plenty strong enough to just destroy the planet himself?
We haven't seen that, man. I don't know.
It doesn't matter if we've seen it or not. We know how OP he is. Literally,
haven't seen it though. I can't say for sure he can destroy a planet with one punch.
I'm saying, yo, you let him fully put in his serious punch into the ground.
Everybody just says Goku can destroy the planet with one punch. Like, if he throws a spirit bomb, I'm thinking Saitama's strong enough that he can just punch the spirit bomb away that stops that, but I'm not thinking Saitama's strong enough to destroy the planet in one punch.
If you want to compare it, right before he punches Genos and he stops, and then just the air from his punch clears out a whole mountain valley. You can kind of give it that if he puts his full force into punching the planet, he might just destroy the whole planet. He can crack it in half easy.
He might be able to do heavy damage to the planet, but I'm not sure if he's destroying. But at the same time, it's like both of those characters aren't the type of the characters like who would destroy a planet in a fight. Because both of them are like ideal, like they both like looking for a fight for strong characters. And this is what I'm saying, like when they fight each other, yes, Goku has the instant transmission, he's fast, but the Goku loves testing his opponent's strength. So you know he's like him and Saitama. And it's not like Goku just beats everybody just clearly and whoops everybody's ass. People have gotten hits on Goku. And yes, I know it's in the DBZ world or whatever, but Goku likes the challenge where he likes going toe-to-toe to test people's strength. Even when they were doing the Tournament of Power, like Beerus brought that cheap-ass Monka dude who had no type of ability whatsoever. He just said he was strong, and Goku's just like, yo, they're on the same team. Goku's just like, all right, well, now that the tournament's over, I want to fight this guy. And Beerus is like, nah, he's busy. He didn't want to play. He's like, nah, like Goku's just always looking for a strong fight. So I think if this battle were to happen, like Saitama could get some hits in on Goku, but he's the one punch man. So like what happens when he lands that punch on Goku, like what happens to Goku's body? Like you've seen in the show, you've seen what happened when Saitama hits people. Like they just get blown up instantly. Does that happen to Goku, or does because Goku's the Saiyan and their bodies are like stronger because they get stronger like after death or whatever, does he take heavy damage? So I think it's like everybody goes Goku instantly, but I don't think that battle is as like clear cut as people want to make it out to be.
So if you go back to the first season final battle with Saitama versus
Lord Boro,
one punch didn't kill that guy.
Right.
It was basically a regular battle. The punch that did kill that guy was the serious three times punch, and that's the one that truly killed him. So I'm saying, in the fight, Goku would get punched, but he's not gonna, in my opinion, he's not going to dissipate after one punch.
I don't think so either. I don't think Goku is just gonna get beaten just that one punch, but I think because of Saitama's strength, Goku can get seriously hurt. Because it's not like Boro was just like, oh, wipe it off or anything. So I think it's a good, like for me, I still pick Goku to win it. But I just don't think it's as clear because people making it out to be just like, oh yeah, Goku can destroy the planet. So, you know, that's automatic dub. It's just like, that's you know how Saitama can just easily like deflect the Kamehameha wave.
Yeah.
Or a spirit bomb. Like,
because, I agree with you.
Because Saitama is basically like a joke character. He's straight up satire. That's the reason why he beats Goku. Because if you go to like comic books, that's the clearest thing that would be to Saitama is is Gwenpool. Gwenpool from the like DC Marvel, from the Marvel universe. Basically with her, she has no powers. She's just a regular girl that falls into a, that basically goes into a comic book, right? She has absolutely no powers. The only one that's on the same level as her kind of is Deadpool, right? Because they can break the fourth wall. She's a joke character. The reason why she ends up becoming like basically immortal and invincible is because she can realize she's in a comic book. Every single time she comes against somebody, she's like, oh, she can step out of the pages of the comic book, learn what they're about to do or already know what they're about to do, and then step in at a different point in time and beat them. So like, basically with Saitama's, like the whole friggin' anime, he's a joke character. He's off of everybody else's anime. No matter how strong someone gets in another anime, because Saitama's a joke, he's always going to be a bit stronger. He can always become stronger than that person. There is no limit to his strength. The limit to his strength is basically how strong can this person be in a different anime, and then how much stronger can Saitama be. So like, no matter how Ultra Instinct or whatever Goku becomes, Saitama can always be one up, because it's just like, oh, well, all right, cool. I saw that coming and now I'm stronger than you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. I'm going to give a hard disagree on that. I don't think Saitama can just like instantly become stronger than Ultra Instinct like that, because Goku's just not reacting or thinking it. And like, even I know your explanation with Gwenpool, but it's just like Saitama doesn't really have that ability like that. Like if Goku goes Ultra Instinct, just fighting without even thinking about it, it's just, I still think, like, again, it's going to be an awesome like battle. It's like, that's good. Like, I think their battle itself would destroy a planet. But I don't think Saitama just instantly becomes stronger than Goku. Because, like, yeah, we haven't seen Saitama's still shrink, but it's just, like, that's because everybody just keeps dying in one punch. Or maybe, like, I don't think he's ever had to go more than just, like, really, like, five punches like that. Besides, like, Boro. And then later on, you'll see he fights people. But Goku is, like, again, Goku's strong as hell, too. It's, like, you know Saiyans get stronger every time they're near death, and Goku's been near death or died plenty of times. So when they come back, they just get stronger each time. So they don't really have limits to them. So like, I mean, they have certain limits. They have limits, obviously, when their power and energy run out. But Saitama can get tired and exhausted as well.
But at the same time,
they're trying to battle.
When you go off of what Ultra Instinct is, he's not thinking, right? Look at Saitama. His whole thing is he's basically not even thinking about it. There's guys that have attacked him and he's just like not even known they've attacked him, and he just dodges the attack based off of instinct. So if Saitama already has Ultra Instinct without even trying, basically, think about it. He's not thinking. He's just reacting to when anybody comes after him. He just moves like water. So like, if he actually puts that in and then becomes, no matter what Goku does, Goku had to get to this Ultra Instinct point, and then he can't stay it. He can't maintain it for that long. Like, Saitama's already Ultra Instinct. He can just do whatever he wants to. And then when it comes to Saiyans dying and becoming whatever, Frieza already blew up the Saiyan planet. So like, at a certain point, the Saiyans, like, they have a limit. All of them died except for like Goku and Vegeta and whatever, and like a couple others. So I mean, they have a limit. I feel like because of his joke nature and because he's already Ultra Instinct, because he's not trying, like, Saitama gets him.
I'm gonna hard disagree on Saitama being Ultra.
Oh, we can hard disagree all day. That's you can hard disagree. Don't hurt my feelings, but
yeah, I think Saitama just might be a good fighter. That's the only reason why I feel like he can just do these things. I don't think he's like doing them by accident. I think it's happening in like a joking fashion, you know, during One Punch Man, like, oh, oops, I just dodged your punch, my bad. Like, but like, honestly, I think because we know what Goku's limit is and we don't know what Saitama's limit is, but like, Goku's limit is so high, I gave it to Goku, because like, there was absolutely no way that like I could see, like, Saitama doesn't fly, he doesn't do all this stuff. Like, there's a lot of things that he just doesn't do, and like, we've seen Goku do so many more things than Saitama. So I just don't see him winning the fight. I really don't.
2-1. All right. Now it's my pick. So I like both characters, to be honest. I get everything that all three of you guys have said, and obviously they all make clear sense to me. But if I'm choosing, and we're just, in my opinion, they're both overpowered, so I don't feel like either choice I make is wrong. But if I was just picking, I would go with the character that I've known the most, which would make Goku my choice. But I still think either character is OP, and in my opinion, if they were to really fight out, whoever would write that fight, I don't know who they would choose.
That's a good point. Like, yeah, so the red. Story the red
short, Goku 3-1. All right, cool. So I'll say, sure, we got Goku.
That's Anime Brothers breakdown. But I mean, obviously, we saw Goku win based off the fans as well.
Yeah, well, but I posted that extra bias clip, like the Goku getting punched in the face. I was like, remember to vote. Remember to vote.
Yeah, that was extra bias. Like, there was a bunch of extra votes just from that. Now, y'all want to talk about me being the
punch? Oh, I mean, it's not just you. Definitely, Jimmy's a cheater, too. I mean, we got to call it out when we see it.
Whoa. All right,
you definitely threw that meme to sway the votes as well.
Yeah. My bad. I mean, not really.
I mean, we just got some corrupt politicians up in here. That's cool.
I run for office one day. That's all right.
But, yeah.
We want to get people on the mind of voting. I like that.
Yeah. I've been all in on.
Yeah, Goku wins the first Anime Brothers main characters tournament. Now, next, we're going to be doing a villains tournament. Yeah. Try to make it more balanced this time around.
Yeah, for sure. we'll be making it like as this episode is posted. So, I mean, like, if you guys want to leave some comments, you want to leave some extra people on the brackets, let us know. We can incorporate them. Right now,
I guarantee you the bracket will be done before y'all even make comments. But we'll,
I mean, it's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, it's true. True.
But I mean, I'm trying to think.
The bracket will be out. Should be out by the time this episode airs.
All right.
But also, I think we'll have more detail in the bracket.
Here comes the star of the show, the true star of this show, little Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
He's
We're going showering. On mute real quick, buddy.
All right. Why you got to mute the goat? You don't need to mute the goat.
But
that's King Gabriel right there.
Facts. we're going to add more detail. Like, for instance, you know how you stated, Dashney, that if it was like a sword fight versus like the powers of each sword. So I feel like we should, even with the villains, we should say what their like power level is, so people have a clear comparison.
You don't want to just leave them as whatever their max power is currently.
That's what I figured. It was just like, just put everybody at their max power. What the max power is currently. All right,
that's cool too.
Because we could be like, it's Goku, but he's like at beginning of Dragon Ball Z, end of Dragon Ball power level. It's like, that's too much.
I'm about it.
Yeah. So like, I'm thinking of villains and I'm like, wow, all these villains seem like super overpowered. And I'm like, how do we choose? But like, you know what? Leave them overpowered. Let's do it. There's enough super overpowered villains for it to be like a fair fight.
Oh, of course.
So yeah. I'm ready. No talking, all no right. Jutsu to get y'all out of this one.
any lasting comments, fellas, on the ABC main character tournament?
Yo, thanks for voting, people. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for the fans.
Comments. Yeah, man. This has been fun. It's been a lot of fun, like interacting with people.
Yeah.
Y'all did good.
Yeah. Thank you, Ty. Good job arranging this tournament.
Yeah, good work all around, man. Good work on that. Don't worry about the hate. You did the first tournament went well. We got a whole bunch of feedback, and now we can know how to do it a little bit more, so we can have people engage a little bit more and let it be a little more fair.
Agreed. Agreed.
Totally. All right, then. So we are all done. Got the little man here, so you know it's time to go. If you like this episode, please share with your friends, like, subscribe, and as always, it's the Anime Brothers. Annie out.
Peace. Annie out, y'all.